Okay, I'm here with Alan McDonald, recently retired after 9.5 years here at Rix's. Alan, welcome. Great to have a chat with you.
Yeah, thanks, Gareth.
Let's go back a way to what you were planning on doing as a youngster. Was it always going to be something in this area? Tell me what you were thinking in those days.
I was brought up on the land and dairy farming. And I lost Dad when I was 15, and I worked on a couple of farms after that. Yeah, and it sort of wasn't working out to what I wanted. And I went into worked at the power station for a couple of years and progressed from there to exploration work in the mid-70s, and done that for about 5 or 6 years and went into the mining game about 1980.
At the time when you decided it wasn't going to be working on a farm, can you remember what it was that you didn't want to do about that sort of work? Was there?
I think it was... It was more of the money in the other jobs that I took a liking to, really.
Yeah. And I thought
this is never going to end, this work and earning bugger all, in a sense.
Yeah. So how did you get your first job, and what was your first job in the resources industry, so to speak?
Well, I went with Holland and Thompson Drilling, which was local in Singleton based. He was after offsider drillers, and he put me on.
How'd you know about it? How'd you find out about the job?
Oh, through a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I met him, and I tell you what, they were rough and ready lot too. Yeah.
In what way? Tell me about that.
Well, he put me with the hardest driller he could find, because if you lasted a week with him, you had potential.
And in the deep end.
Yeah. But I loved it. I did. It was hard work, but I was used to that.
Yeah.
Drilling in the bush, you're out in the land.
Yeah.
That part of it, you worked hard. The characters in the game too, the hard, rough and ready sort of people. About 4 years I stayed with them, so, and thoroughly enjoyed it. But I needed something more permanent too. Just moving all over the countryside was a great thing, but it suited me being a single bloke at the time.
Yeah.
And so I chased a job in a underground pit. So I had the interview for that, and it was at Foybrook Underground. I was only there for about 6 months, and then an open cut job came up as a driller.
So how long were you there?
8 or 9 years, and then I went to Bulga Coal in 1990, and I spent 16 years there at Bulga Coal.
As a driller again?
No, I went there as a truck driver.
Okay.
And I went from truck drivers driving to dozers, loaders, graders, excavators, dragline, the whole lot. I was on at that place.
So a real change of pace.
That's when you sort of, the streams amalgamated with the unions, and you could operate and train on whatever come up, sort of thing.
Yeah.
To do the job properly. I love taking pride in my work, and yeah, it was just part of what I am.
So what did you do prior to coming to Rix's?
Well, I was at Bulga and operating the gear, and then I felt like a change, and I went with Roach up to Bogger Bry Coal when it kicked off. Yeah, I quite enjoyed that for a bit of a change, but they also were doing Wombo. I spent a bit of time up there, and I went to Wombo from there, and then to Rix's Creek.
Yeah.
It was an eye-opener in how they'd done it, and time was money to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they done everything really efficiently. And there was not many shortcuts, but if they were going to do a job, they wanted it done properly the first time.
Yeah.
Didn't have to come back and do it a second time, I think. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you learned a bit from that as well, I take it?
Well, I learned up there how good their coal is, because they never had a washery or anything.
Wow.
They used to just clean it off, dig it, put it through a crusher, go on a truck and then on the train and sell it.
Jeez, what a luxury.
Yeah.
So Womble, and then you came here to Rix's?
Yeah. 2011.
Yeah.
I wasn't chasing a job or anything at the time. I just happened to get a phone call from one of my old bosses. I was working for Bloomfield.
Yep.
Said he's interested in a job. Oh, I haven't been looking, but what are you chasing? He said, you got an interview out here tomorrow at Rix's Creek. Oh, right, yeah. So that's how it all come from there.
What did you know of Bloomfield and Rix's? And just
I'd had some friends that had worked there and whatnot, and they said, it's like it used to be. years ago, like when you first went in the game.
Mm.
But the biggest attraction was 8-hour shifts for me, and weekends off.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, if this is for real, yeah, I'll take this with both hands.
Yeah.
And it worked out that the last 9 or so years of my working was at Rich's Creek.
Yeah.
It was something like I was walking back into the past as the blokes when I first come in the game, and a lot friendly to what a lot of the bigger ones have got. Like, it took a few months to realise this is for real, this place. You weren't too sure something's got to go wrong here.
It's but too good
it
did.
No, it was a great... Yeah, it's like you're living in something in the past, in a sense.
Yeah.
In a good past.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So tell me about your kids. Two of them got involved in,
yeah, James,
in this industry?
Yeah, well, Trudy, yeah. She's law and science at university, and then went on. She's at Port Waratah Coal, environmentalist and whatever.
But, yeah.
And James is on the maintenance side of thing, and he's at Rich's Creek as a maintenance super.
So what you're saying for your family? Tell me.
Oh, well, I used to dig it. James fixes it, and Trudy sells it.
What a team.
Yeah, yeah.